Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
And welcome to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast, women's football episode. I'm here joined by this lovely panel today. Might as well introduce ourselves first of all. We'll start with Marva.
Marva at Marva MSK.
Lauren at Lauren Coys on X.
Tiwa at Tiwa underscore Lestrange.
And Moya at Moya's Laboratory. As usual, make sure to follow Gold Diggers on X at Gold Diggers UK, on Instagram at Gold Diggers UK underscore. And follow us on LinkedIn as well. Is it LinkedIn Gold Diggers UK?
Mm-hmm.
It's Gold Diggers UK. And subscribe on YouTube as well at Gold Diggers UK. We said we're going to be more consistent. This is our attempt. But we'll just get started. FA Cup has been this weekend. Some of us have played, like most of us have played championship clubs or below. Tough games. All of us have kind of faced tough games. Obviously, Marv
currently is 30 minutes in, 2-0 up. I'll take that.
that. Some of us have played tough games. Some of us have scraped through. Some of us are out. Some of us are. You know what I mean? Most of us played. Obviously, all of us that played lower opposition, most of us are through.
Yeah, or I like that.
Couldn't lower be going opposition. Through. And then some people, they played at home.
Higher opposition. Yeah.
Some people played higher opposition. They were at home, but couldn't get it done.
Yep.
You know, conceding goals to defenders and stuff like that. But it is what it is. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Because I feel like City-Arsenal is always a fun fixture for the neutral.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a lot of argy-bargy. A lot of like passion, tackles, scrapping.
It's like a descent. Derby.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. Speak like, what about it makes the fixture good?
I don't know. I think the easy comparison to be like, oh yeah, Arsenal Chelsea, that's going to be the big thing. But generally, with that game, it's one or the other. It's either Chelsea have like decided to not cancel up and Arsenal have gone like, we're getting this,
mm-hmm.
or Chelsea's going to slap us Arsenal up. Whereas with City, it's always a bit more.
Tight.
It's closer.
Yeah.
It's tighter. It's a bit more kind of like it feels like that's more of a like a. Without being patronising or whatever, it's more of a level playing field. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, okay, now we're both in this, which is why, generally speaking, for the most part, it's fairly a close game. Which is why, like, today's game, I was literally saying, I think I said it in the group chat, this game, it was like, I think Chelsea, City were, like, controlling, and then second half happened, but it felt like that thing that happens with Arsenal City games, where it's like, or just Arsenal games in general, where we'll have a bit of control, we look nice, which tends to mean if we've missed chances, we're not winning that game, and that's kind of what happened.
Mm.
Because I don't think, say if Arsenal would have won 1-0, I don't think there would have been some massive uproar, bar like we'll talk on the incidents later. But if it was 1-0 to Arsenal, I don't think anyone would have been mad.
Mm.
Wonder City, it wasn't like a, oh my gosh, it's like a, oh my, like thing. It's just, I don't think either team were like stand out great.
Mm.
I think it was a good game. There were some good moments. Things could have happened that could have been a bit more better. Some good saves near the end, especially the last one. But like for the most part, it was just it happens. It's annoying because like I was at home and kind of when, like the league is gone. Basically, you could say like 1%, but that's gone.
It's not gone. It's not gone.
A 6-point lead.
That's why I said it's gone. Let me put it straight. Like if you want to be nice and say cool, 1-2% chance, but let's be serious here.
Mm-hmm.
The league is gone.
Would you think, hold on, would you think, yeah, that the league was gone, yeah, if Chelsea were 6 points behind? I'm asking genuinely.
No, because no, it's Chelsea.
Because it's Chelsea. It's Chelsea.
And is a lot of that based on Sam Kerr, though? And she's
no,
not
no,
there.
No, it's Chelsea. It's Emma Hayes. It's Emma Hayes.
I don't think Arsenal were out of it yet. I mean, I think if they, for example, like, they still have to play Chelsea again,
yeah,
and that's 3 points. It's not to play City again, and that's 3 points. That could be, do you know what I mean? That could be the difference maker.
And I hear it, but then the same way.
And you beat, like, them both this season, by the way.
Yeah, but
in the league.
But who did we lose to?
Me, Spurs.
You got Spurs and you got West Ham. So you deep it. It's like, yeah, yeah, if Arsenal were to beat Chelsea,
it's not down to those
or
games.
City away, cool. It's fine.
I also
you easily
think,
now lose
I don't think Chelsea
else.
Are doing that twice either.
Do you know what I mean? There's that as well. But say if we did,
they were
could easily lose to someone else again, and it'd be like, are you going to be shocked? No. So what I'm saying is it's 2% chance it's gone, but I'll be nice.
Okay. Listen, we spoke about RG Bargy. First of all, let's start with McCabe, our usual RG Bargy resident, because it's not RG. Listen, it's not a match here, and it's especially not an Arsenal versus City game if she's not getting involved in something.
It's an Arsenal versus anyone game.
Yeah, but I feel like she really gets herself up, yeah, for that City, for the City game. For United games, even more so than Chelsea.
And the North London Derby.
Yeah, and the North London Derby for no reason, by the way. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
no, but it's the vim, innit? It's kind of her.
And yeah, but why, like, as you say, yeah, everyone just like, loves it so
I'm
much.
I'm but I'm tired of it, because when it comes to someone like Howard Sizoke, yeah, everybody's like, yeah, she's aggressive, the red card, this red card, that. Katie McCabe does the same thing in pretty much every match that she plays.
I feel like,
and she gets, and it's just like, ah, it's I don't find it that funny anymore, personally.
Fair. I personally kind of, I think, because I'm used to it, and I kind of, I enjoy it personally. I'm also aware that there are times where it's like, be serious, but it's also like, I think I said it before, I think part of her thing is that she kind of needs to gear herself up, and this kind of thing I think kind of blends into how she plays, because she's a brilliant footballer, but I think the kind of I can't find a word to say it, but the way she kind of is with the opposition, it kind of, I don't know, the extra boost that she has, is it enjoyable for everyone else? Probably not. But as
but
a
it's
fan,
a boost if you win.
Yeah,
you don't
as
win.
A fan, it's like, you kind of want to try and rattle someone else, or at least just kind of get it, make it a fight. And if she's generally quite, she's quite good at kind of. The dark arts thing is her thing. She's quite good at getting.
I get that, but there were.
It doesn't always work all the time. But I'm saying, it's kind of part of her thing. Where if she gets it, she'll get into your head, and now you've kind of like messed up.
I get it, but there were moments today that I was just like, "Are you okay? Like,
is everything
alright at home?"
She just came back from a suspension, and you're already on the verge of picking up yellow cards.
Do you know what is that? I think it's also
play the game.
I think it's also because with like Kelly, and they kind of give it back as well. So now she's
but
now
they've
she's
only
doing,
given it back because
no,
of the cult. Like,
you didn't mean antagonized.
I'm not blaming them. I'm saying. Because they can also, some people just, they kind of let McCabe get away with it. Yeah. She'll do it and then she'll get on there. Whereas like these ones were like, now we're playing as well. So now it's like a battle. Where usually she'll kind of get into her head and she'll kind of make the whole thing and then she'll win it. But this one, they're actually kind of.
It is one of those,
back.
When you don't win though, like, and she gets subs off and I'm like,
she
one where she got
because she was playing badly is because
when
they
was in,
let her
the one where she was in Hemp's face and like, it's like pushing it, like had just fouled her like twice and was in her face, pushing her and then Hemp's just like, just get off. And she goes,
yeah, she's been shot. Like, come on.
I was like, oh, what's going on here?
At some point, you got to grow up, man. Sorry.
I don't see that happening.
It's not going to happen. And also, because she's being enabled, obviously. I hear it to an extent, because you know what, like, when I feel like when that sort of character is in your team, you obviously enable them until it gets to the point they're like missing games. And, missing
thank
games.
Thank you.
The problem I'm having is that it's not like she got suspended just last game.
Literally,
do you know what I mean?
She just came back.
Like, she got suspended for the West. Well, she was suspended
West
for the
Ham,
West Ham.
Yeah.
Her team lost.
That people are saying was intentional, because she didn't want to miss the City game.
Yeah, I think it should make it better. But
so
think,
they were saying that she didn't want to. So initially, I remember, because I saw someone tweet and it was like, if, you know, because the London City game got postponed, like if it hadn't have been postponed or something, there would have been a problem with how it carried over.
I thought, oh no, mate.
Would that carry over?
Does it carry over?
Yeah, I think it counts in the domestic cup. It does. In women's football, it counts in the domestic cup.
I think it's the Reds that don't. The rule is so strange. Cause I think that's what people are arguing about. The red rule is a different.
I wasn't sure if it was the Chelsea game that she was going to miss. She was going to miss a big game, but then instead got.
I think it might have been the league.
Okay. Because she was going to miss the Chelsea one, I think.
Either way,
hasn't
worked.
But that's what I'm saying. It hasn't worked. If she'd have missed the Chelsea game, yeah, like how can you just and. It's fouls that she doesn't need to, like, it's stuff that she doesn't need to
get. I think
it's
because that one in the Liverpool game that she got the yellow card. I think it's because, like, that foul, it did look like it was deliberate because she was like, you know, like, she gets fouls sometimes and she gets a card, whatever, and it doesn't look like she's deliberately doing it. So that one, the whole smile, it looked like she was deliberately trying to get her time to get off the pitch.
That's what I felt like.
Taking a long way off the pitch.
So it's one of those ones where it's like you said, if it doesn't work, it's annoying and it looks dumb. But it's also like you said, she is being enabled. So until today, unless someone's going to stop her, either the league or Jonas, she's going to keep doing it.
Because and I get what you're saying. It's the same energy for everyone else in the league.
No, I hear it.
But I'm saying is like, it happens all over. There's certain players that will just kind of get a little bit of a, it's her personality.
Yeah, she gets every time.
It happens. So it's like, it's one of the things where, so if it's not going to be blanketed all over the place, it's just not going to happen. So it's going to be a thing where either Jonas is going to tell her to kind of like chill, which he's not going to, or the league has to do it. So they're not really going to either, because she gets away with a lot of, sometimes she should get more yellow cards than she does.
While we're talking about aggression and Arsenal players, can we talk about Wobben Mooy?
We have to. We're not letting that one go onto the rug. Let's be real.
No, that's
right. Because...
Someone send the FA the clip.
I just put on the game at that point, yeah. And like my dad had just come out of the kitchen and he was like, why did she do that? Like then he went, maybe they're having problems. Like maybe yeah, he turned to me and was like, maybe they're having problems. Like maybe he was like, maybe she stole her boyfriend or something. And I turned to him and I was like,
because it looked personal.
I said, bro, she only did it because it's a mismatch and that's the only reason. Okay. Like, but it still needs to be punished.
Yeah, she led into that with her arm. So there's no other way that you it's not accidental. If you jump and lead with your arm, you're going to catch her in her face.
But then you're trying to, when you're jumping.
Yeah. I missed the first half. I missed the first half, but I watched that bit back. I was thinking, it felt like she knew, you're losing that. So she was like, let me try and get leverage. And obviously she just didn't do it properly. And then she, you know that thing you try to kind of like, you know what I mean? So everything just kind of all together failed.
Was that a penalty for you?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a penalty.
Penalty and red card for me. But I will say, I don't know if, maybe this sounds contradictory, but I don't know if, I don't know if it will be. Just because in comparison to Rachel Daly one, which was so like off the ball, where she just sees her, turns around and just goes, bam. Whereas the Wobben Mooy one, she is like,
it's arguable to be saying like she was.
She's missed it. Yeah. It's a foul. It's a penalty. But she is attempting to get the ball. Yeah, she just messes it up.
I thought that at first that she was attempting to get the ball. Yeah, I watched it again.
No, I'm sorry.
On the fourth watch, she's looking only at Mooy.
Yeah, exactly. She's not attempting to get the ball. She's trying to stop Bunny.
But she's in the process. Do you know what I mean? It's part of the play. It's part of the play.
You can hear that she was going for point. But the point is like, you can make an argument that she failed at it, but she was attempting to.
I think I would understand either way if she gets retrospective or not.
Okay. That's fair.
Sorry, Arsenal should have just been down to 10. In my life, she should have got a red card on
and
the pitch.
I think that's why Jonas is not trying to make it a big deal yet out about, of the.
You can't. It's karma. You can't. Yeah. Because you can argue that, because like me, I was looking at that bear because I figured I should have went over the line.
Because City against 10 players. At that point in the game as well, because in the first half, City looked the more likely.
Yeah.
So City against 10 players and the player coming off is a centre back, yeah? And knowing the fact that Leo was not going to play the whole game just because she's getting eased back in, that would have been a big problem. A big problem. So I think on the balance of it all, probably deserved.
Yeah, it evens out.
Yeah.
So you can't really get mad about it.
I think we have to talk about Kiara Keaton because obviously we've spoken about her on the pod before. We've spoken about City's goalkeeping situation in general. And obviously the last time they played each other, she had a big howler.
She cried.
Like, and I hear it, to be honest, I would have done the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that one was worthy.
She's a young girl.
Yeah, I think that one was worthy. But sorry, United just went 1-0 up. Rasmus.
Again.
All right, then he's on the
street. I need to bring him in. Cool.
Anyway. Look at the smile.
Don't worry, I'll tell you when it gets to 1-1. So, yeah, as I was saying, she had a howler the last time, and I think it was a big show of like her mental strength that she was able to come back to where she flopped, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? And be like, you know what, I'm gonna put in a good performance, because she pulled off some great saves in those dying minutes.
And also fair play to, I know we don't give him much credit generally, but to Gareth Taylor for like sticking with her, because
thanks.
I think a lot of people thought, well, a lot of people were a bit surprised she even started, obviously, like it's in the beginning of the season.
Yep.
And then she had that moment against Arsenal and people thought, okay, maybe
this should be the moment.
Yeah, or it's even that was going to be a temporary thing just to start from the beginning, bring back Roebuck or McKeever. But the fact that he's stuck with her, he clearly thinks that she's going to be number one for a long time.
She's a top talent there.
And she's done really well, like in some, and not even just in terms of age, but like putting aside her age, I think she's done really well. I think her, she adds something that a lot of other goalkeepers don't, like her possession.
I agree. And she also, she's so good on the ball.
Yeah, and what I like, and obviously as a young player, you kind of have to do this, but she's messed up a few times when it comes to that. Like, I think there was a game against Leicester, I think it was, where like a few times she played it out, it got intercepted, but then did it again, and it, I think it wasn't the assist, but it was like the pre-assist, basically, and they got a goal. So I think having that kind of like trust in her and keep playing her will only like improve that, because I don't, obviously Hannah Hampton's distribution is good as well, but it's not something that's easy to do. I mean, like Mary Earps, for example, I'd say is her biggest weakness is her kicking out from the back. So it's exciting for England, I think, as well.
It is exciting, and I think
Kiara's actually, like I said in the chat, like she's really short for a goalkeeper, so to actually move her feet in the way that she does,
and she's agile.
She clawed that one that was going in the top corner. And you look and think, I think she's rapidly developing. So I'm happy for her, because you're right, it was very easy. Like, you could have just put her back on the bench. But she's got the confidence to make mistakes, but just keep showing up. And actually, the City goal came from her distribution at the back. And then the next pass on, they had managed to get the free kick. So, and watch it. Like, unfortunately, Spurs have played City 3 times in the last 9 games. Like, she's one of those goalkeepers now where you're thinking, do you even press her directly?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's that good, and you know that she can break the press with your passing. So, good times for England anyways.
They were saying in commentary as well, like, how has she been allowed to play that ball like with so much time? Because it's like, you know what she can do.
Mm.
So to be that young and like already have that reputation is like amazing.
Mm. Yeah, completely agree. So shout out Kiara Keaton for that one. Mm-hmm.
Although, can I just say, I've seen her on TikTok. I always forget how young she is, and then
and
I'm scrolling.
Every time I see her TikTok, it's like, oh.
Especially her lives. You ever seen her lives?
I haven't seen her lives.
Oh my god, they're hilarious. But I'm like, you are
a child.
Unfair, like, she is. She literally is.
Some of us have also been playing in the FA Cup this weekend. Our games weren't as eventful. Obviously, Marvel's is still ongoing.
A little check. Going.
Yeah. Marvel have a check. Lauren, you lot. Spurs, for those that don't know, when I say you lot, 1-1 against Charlton. I think it was Kick Rim.
Yeah.
Cool. Tell me about the game.
To be honest, we weren't amazing. I think we were a bit tired because we had City midweek, and he didn't rotate that much. We've just been a bit off, I think, in possession the last few games. And that was the biggest change, actually, with Robert coming in. So I think we were just huffing and puffing. For some reason, Beth and Martha, both of their goals have dried up.
I think Martha had like
her purple patch.
She had like 7 in the first like month and a half, and I think she's on 8 now.
Yeah, it's, and he keeps trying to play them together, or like, and I just,
what's your thoughts on
sick.
That, by the way? Like,
it makes me feel sick. That's my fault. Sorry.
I think it's an issue though, more so because of how you play. It's not a front two, but
one of them plays 10,
and that's the issue.
And you need to have a striker that has the attributes to be able to play as a 10 if you want to have one deeper.
Yeah.
Those are two number nines.
Yeah,
and I look, there were so many times where Charlton literally, like, we had Olga Artanenor or Evelina Simonon just there on the ball. Mm-hmm. And then you had Martha and Beth in the second half. They were pushed high. Jess was high on one side. Salim was high on the other side. And they literally had like a bank of Charlton players. They were just there. And we were just trying to pass through them. And they just kept turning over the ball. I just think you need, in a possession-based system, you need to have somebody who's really good on the ball and can spot a pass in that number 10 position. That's just not their attributes. But yeah, it's just tough because, yeah, their goals have dried up. Like, Beth hit the crossbar and I'm just like, last season when you were saving us from relegation, all of those shots were going in. But yeah, I think it was nice for Kit because she came from the Charlton Academy. She'd been there like 14, 15 years. And she's somebody who is a number 10 but has been playing deeper. But then she actually picked up the ball just outside the box and she finished. So I'm really happy because we didn't have to sit there for another half an hour. But it was looking likely because it, if your number nines aren't scoring, it's tough in terms of getting the goals. But we're through.
Yeah, the goals will come back as well. Like, I feel like in general, strikers, they're going to go through this.
It's just hard. Because they're both going through this period at the same time. But equally, I think Martha had a hamstring injury over the Christmas break. Obviously, Beth had like had no preseason and then missed like 3 or 4 months. So I think they're both trying to get back to sharpness at the same time. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see tomorrow. As long as we avoid certain teams, maybe we can make the semis. Again. If they give me Manchester City again, I don't want to see Bunny. I don't want to see Lauren Hebb. I don't want to see any of them. I don't want to see Alex Greenwood.
Beth England doesn't either. Judging by her tweet, that's
I can't. It's really, I think it's sad, like, when you're one of, like, the smaller teams, because it feels like you're running the competition as long as you avoid one of them. So, yeah, we didn't in the Quality Cup. We got six, so hopefully we don't get them again, or Chelsea. Can't get asked though.
But yeah. Thank you for the update on Spurs, and shout out Spurs for being through as well. United are also through. Beat Southampton today 3-1 because of 2 super sub Rachel Williams goals. United, I don't think we're good. But I feel like in a cup, it's just about getting through. Mm. I will say though, when I say this, every time I watch Southampton play, I think they, playing style-wise, are one of the most equipped to come up to the WSL. I think they've got players that teams in the WSL would take now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they've got a good foundation. The problem with the Championship is only one team comes up. And it's difficult for them to like go. I feel like in the Championship, it's difficult to go again because, like, for example, if Southampton don't come up this season, there's loads of clubs that will want
their then players. They lose their team.
And then you're thinking, this WSL team wants me. Like, should I go? But then obviously Southampton right now are building something. So it's about if they can keep the players that they have, I mean, they could do something. But United through. Ella Toon scored a really good goal to make it 1-0. Really, really good goal. And then Southampton, we had a couple other chances. Nikita Paris hit the post. We had some, half chances after that. And then Southampton equalised basically out of absolutely nothing. Like, it was a cross from the right-hand side. Lexi Lloyd-Smith has absolutely whipped it. Good cross. Really good cross. Do you know what I mean? Like, but to go in is a different... there's a good cross and then there's a goal. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it was a goal. Mary Earps, I'm not sure. I'm not sure for that goal.
Mary Earps started?
She started today. Fallon.
Yeah. Why can't she play in the cup?
I don't actually know. Fallon was playing in the cup before. So I don't know why she didn't play against Southampton. I think there was a slight worry. I think after seeing that Southampton had pushed
Arsenal's
to be fair, they did the same.
I think Mark started thinking, but then it's just like, bro, you have to commit to these things. You got what I mean? Like, if I've committed to someone being a cup, like, you're my cup starter, then you're my cup starter. I do think FA Cup is a bit different though, because there's always a point in time when you switch to your first team. It's not like Conti Cup. I agree. But it's not like Conti Cup here, where it's like you've got group stage, and you can use that cup keeper because you're gonna have some Championship teams and da da da. Like the FA Cup year, it becomes serious.
We didn't have no Championship teams in our group.
Maybe we boy, and now we're out. But Like, I feel like you need to commit, yeah. I saw, you know, some cross sport stuff, but like, I saw a quote, yeah, from one basketball coach, and she was just like, if you like over egg certain games and certain opportunities, yeah, and you start like comparing it to your number one and things like that, like your number two will start thinking that you don't have confidence in them, basically. And then she was like, you need to make it seem as normal and natural as possible. They're like, yeah, this is a big game, but you're playing the game and that's just it. Because I feel like that's the only way to, if I feel like as a keeper, yeah, you're only playing me in games that you think we're definitely going to win. Now I'm looking at you like, boy, what am I to you? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But anyway, in summer we'll see resolution to that. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what, maybe she needs to play. But
boy. But yeah, United are through. Sorry, Southampton. That's it. Everton are 2-0 up right now.
2-0 up at half time, yeah.
2-0 up at half time, playing well. Catherine Cole?
Good finish. Okay. Playing well is debatable.
Okay, it's FA Cup.
FA Cup. That pitch is a madness.
Shambles.
Yeah. One of those.
And like, it's the pitch as well. I know they're not playing at the King Power at the moment as well, but.
Some of the pictures I've seen this week alone, yeah.
Yeah, I know the weather hasn't helped.
I don't care.
Still bad. Absolutely. Like, the ball is getting stuck on some of these pictures.
Some of the pictures, yeah, have the same level of brown as green right now. And that in itself, yeah, is an issue. Marva, are you confident that you're going to see this game out?
Yeah, well, we should win this game, but we won't do anything in the next round.
How do you know? You might get...
Yeah,
who's left? You're winning. Like,
sorry, I was just...
Yeah. We can't score.
We're just trying to avoid the big three.
I mean, you scored two today.
One was a corner.
They
still
count?
Still, that's like all we score is corners. And so the other one, fair enough, cool, good finish. So if she gets some more opportunities, then maybe. But at the moment, like, we're the worst performing for XG. We're the worst. We've scored the least goals in the whole league. Like, we can't score. But we're not even... Yeah, we're creating chances. It's like the Everton men's. Like, we're creating chances. Just XGFC. Like, we cannot finish our dinner. And it's like, I've seen the same game multiple times where we had it in the league against Leicester. Hit, like, the bar. Like, one-on-ones. Like, you know, you're just like, how? Yeah, you watch it back and you're like, how have you not scored there? Like, actually how? And then it's like, 1-0 Leicester. You're like...
Do you think it's as easy as, like, just getting a goal score? Or do you think it's actual, like, getting more, like, wide creators?
I think it is a mix of things. I think confidence-wise, things aren't great at the moment. I mean, while I do think if we were finishing off those chances, then we're in a better place in the league, et cetera, et cetera. But equally, we've lost three of our starting back five of last season.
True. Sorry that I'm involved in that as well.
Well, you're not reaping the benefits.
we're all suffering here.
Ouch.
Marva said we're all going down together.
Yeah, so that, I just think generally that doesn't help, because I think our overall play, like our... Especially in the way that Sorensen sets up our team, we play as a team who have got talent, but we don't have that much talent. Like,
I think it's true.
We're just trying to. We're like, oh, our talent's a lot less than a lot of other teams in the league. So what we're going to do is do a low block and then punt the ball forward. Like, we're not trying that. We're still trying to pass out from the back.
Yeah,
we're still trying to playing build football, through the middle. Yeah. We're still trying to, like, and when you don't have the talent for that, it means you're very susceptible to the chances against you.
Yeah.
And then if you're also not finishing the other end, then of course it's going to end in the way that it's been ending. Yeah. So it's both. It's like, yeah, if we had a goal scorer who was a bit more clinical, then maybe some of those games it doesn't matter, because then you can kind of shut a little bit anyway. But I think it's an overall thing of just right now there isn't...
It's the execution level.
Yeah, across the field, I think.
Okay.
Do you have faith in him as a manager in terms of just giving him some investment, or do you think you need a change?
I don't know if we need a change. I've been critical of him this season.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Because I do think sometimes it's like, stop being so tactically naive. But equally, after this January transfer window, he's basically come out and said, I am working with nothing. And it's very clear he is working with absolutely nothing. Not only can we not buy anyone, we're also having to sell. Like selling Bjorn, I know, like, obviously we must have got decent money, but we haven't reinvested that in a defender. So it's like...
He's straight in my pocket.
Literally, but that's where, obviously, there are bigger problems with my football club right now in terms of finance and takeover, etc., etc. So in that sense, I'm like, you know what, fair enough. Like, not many managers would be able to be handling this right now because... And I think they've done some smart business in who they've brought in, given the circumstances. But yeah, I think the only thing that gets me with him is that there are times where I'm like, this clearly isn't working. Where is a plan B to just try something different? Like, do something different. This clear, like, losing 7-0 to United and you're like, let's pass it out from the back. Why? Boot that ball. Do something, please.
Nikita Paris started sniffing blood and she said, I'm putting these lot to the sword. Hopefully Everton hold on. My fingers are crossed for you and your team, Marva. We're going to do a new segment today. This was Marva's idea, but we thought it was a great idea. It's called WSL Unfiltered. Essentially, we've all had to find tweets that we have thought were funny or that were interesting in some way based on the WSL. So if everyone can bring up their tweets now. And
can I just say, I think given the games that have happened, this segment, for the first segment, it's mainly going to be about Manu Zinsberger. So, Manu, if there's any chance you're watching, I would turn away. Right,
any
now.
Manu
because
fans,
most of mine were from that West Ham game.
Same. Okay. But not aimed at Manu.
I'll go first because there's one that I found that is related to someone that we've already discussed.
Okay.
So mine is at Mo's King's Meadow. Natalie Bjorn could find my dad with a long pass and he left when I was 12. That's what I was asking guys for, you know.
Are we allowed?
Bjorn has had a really good start to life at Chelsea. So.
I think that's accurate, to be honest. I think that's very accurate. And I'm sorry, Marva, again. But
sorry, Marva.
I just... After the West Ham game where Manu dropped the ball, I've got so many, but one was just, I think Manu was dropped as a baby.
Oh god.
And then there's another one. Oh, someone just posted this thumbnail that says the art of catching.
Oh, gosh.
Or the YouTube thumbnail, and just said, at Manu, let me know if you need the link.
People are becoming more ruthless with that app button as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, before you'd be using code words, we'd be using code words to talk about someone. Now,
you can't say much.
Speaking of that game, I've got one that said, Sissoko, and I say, he said, London is black.
I know, honestly. because I got similar on a similar vein. Vanessa Arsenal from VFC. Two black players scoring against Jonas and his white gang.
White gang.
White gang.
White gang.
I mean, in the same. If we're talking about, you know, the same gist, Leash XFC. Well, it's got Nabatier as their DP. So cool. Alicia said Arsenal losing this weekend with their Flower Rangers lineup, and yet Black Girl Magic has been in full force in the WSL this week for every other team. Oh, yikes.
I mean, is it not true? I got one that has like a photo of Fox in it, and it's from at Chloe Odegaard. It's basically as if Fox is saying it. Why am I here? I should have signed for Gotham. I knew I didn't like Swedish people.
I've got at Unbiased Arsenal has made and edited a picture of from the film How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and they've replaced it with How to Lose the League Title with 13 Games, and you've got Russo and Jonas on the poster.
What one was it? Leah's Merps, and it's just a photo of Leah looking all angry.
Nice.
She's on the bench, and it says she's about to go to BFC at this rate. Because obviously we've got a fun just going. She's like, you know what? Just
shout out BFC, man. Shout out Gen B.
Gen B. Actually, on that, there's someone actually put a thing. It was like a video of, you know, if you on TikTok, you know, Jen like loves that. Mm-hmm. And there's a video of her, and she's playing guitar, Leah singing, and mm-hmm. it says Leah Williamson, the footballer, two X's. Leah Williamson, the pop star, two ticks. And that's from at AWFC.
Wait, Leah got slander in like her first game back post ACL.
Oh, do you know what? I was going to do something about the fact, because you know they sang the song Breakaway, and then Chelsea went on a 6-point gap. let me not get ahead. I was going to say.
I think that would have been the final. Yeah.
Speaking of Chelsea, at Women X Football said, someone remind Emma Hayes after the game to send Emily Heaslip her annual fruit basket. And that's in relation to
Did you see Hemp and Esme Morgan going in on that as well? Esme Morgan posted her Mourinho.
Listen, that her tweet in that year is honestly, because in some cases, I actually prefer not to, because if I speak, I'm actually in big, big trouble. These refs. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, and on that one, K Beans 64 said, Emily Heaslip is the epitome of small man syndrome in a woman.
Oh, God.
There's another one on Emily Heaslip at _ Wazzle Yellow. I don't think we're giving Emily Heaslip the praise she deserves. How she's able to referee this match without any aches or pains after being bent over kissing Chelsea Women's Football Club bare fucking Arsenal this season is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Like, FA Cup today,
mm-hmm.
Not so much tweet. So from the Adobe Women's FA Cup account on Instagram, posted a picture of Jess Glynn at the game saying, huge Arsenal women's fan, Jess Glynn is in attendance today to watch their women's FA Cup game against Man City. I'm like, is that why she's there? huge right. Arsenal women's FA Cup. Where were you at West Ham away at the Chigwell Construction Stadium? Don't give me a huge that. Arsenal women's
FA Cup.
Half time.
I think there's another reason she was there.
Make it a possibility. But there's like a tweet from an image, like, I think someone said, if there was like a sports Twitter Hall of Fame tweet, what would it be? And this is from Becky Taylor Gill. So it's a photo of like a tweet that shows Kerr and her fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, sorry, last one, but I'm thinking fans from both sides may appreciate these shots of Kirsty Mears and Sam Kerr. It's a photo of them looking all cute on the pitch. Someone replies, friendship has no boundaries. Win or lose, friends are still
this
friends.
Is an iconic one.
They then reply,
They're lesbians, Stacey. Well, what I love about that is that it's just become its own thing. Like, everyone just replies, they're lesbians, Stacey, to everything.
I saw a tweet today that was from 8Hive. It's like a Greenwood. Greenwood is the display picture. And the caption is, Alexandre, player of the match in Williamson's backyard, yeah, with this video about them stealing chains.
All right, out of all of these, what's our favorite?
Ooh,
who are we giving gold star to?
Carolina, Black Girl Magic one made me laugh.
Yeah. That is quite funny.
That one was funny.
And it was earned. It was earned.
Flower Rangers is crazy.
Yeah,
Flower Rangers is crazy.
I've also seen them described as Love Island FC as well. Ashley, you have a diversity problem. You need to fix it.
I hear that.
Marva, there was a tweet you said in the beginning.
Manu was dropped as a baby.
Oh yeah, that's the most savage.
That's the most savage.
Yeah.
Or this one, The Art of Catching.
And then at him, Manu saying, do you want me to send you the picture? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That is
to be
crazy.
Fair, she didn't actually at her. She just said at Manu. But
it's enough.
So shout out Lewis_AWFC. Yeah.
That's an elite tweet.
Mm.
I wish I could be that savage, but only on my burner, I think.
We're trying to get paid.
Oh, and then actually, which in relation to Casper and Chloe Kelly's celebration today, so speaking of, this was from before that, but
I know what you're going to say. I have this at
Emily PH 174 have Arsenal women's football club fans considered their players don't celebrate towards them because they're fucking annoying.
I saw that, and honestly, honest to God, yeah.
You know what?
I remember when that tweet, because that was about, you know, whenever they played West Ham, yeah, and they were like, oh, Russo scored and turned around immediately to her teammates, didn't even celebrate the fans. But I'm not trying to be funny, I'll celebrate how I want. And that's the difference. But this is what I mean, yeah. Like, people are not, you see these footballers, yeah, people think they're being rude. Trust me, we can be rude. Like, do you know what I mean? They just be like, trust me, we can be ruder. Because I might say, I separate how I want. And that's the beginning and the end of the story. There's no extra story after. There's no explanation I have to give you. There's nothing. And it's just hold that and that's the end of it. These that will be saying, oh no, guys, trust me, it was just a one-off. Oh, the next time I got caught in the emotion. Bro, I don't care.
Yes. And then, like, do what you want.
I actually don't care. But
that's why Lauren's tweet today cracked me up.
Yeah.
Was like, you wanted people to celebrate with you, Chloe Kelly. Casper, there you go, Arsenal fans.
There you go.
Hold that.
Guys, please keep tweeting and keep tweeting freely as you are, because we're gonna take these tweets for
and
the next episode.
You can at us as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Please do. Yeah.
If you see a funny
stuff,
tweet, yeah,
you want to read out, let us know.
Yeah. Facts. Champions League draw happened this week. I looked over because I started thinking when this segment is going to come out. I'm not sure if I call. Champions League draw happened this week. There's some tasty draws in there, really tasty draws. I don't know how you lot felt, because I saw some people tweeting saying, oh, please, the only thing I don't want is another Barca-Lyon final.
I want that final.
But I was thinking, I want that.
That's the epitome of women's football.
But it's Barca fans that don't want that. Let's be real here.
No, not all, like, others are like neutral.
Yeah, they were.
But I think Barca have caught up so much to Lyon now.
But in the year that, but in the last time that Lyon beat Barca in the final, Lyon that year had done nothing. Like, they were not, you actually look at the whole year and you look at Barca's whole year, people that hadn't watched any football but had just heard what Barca were doing thought, oh, Barca are winning that easy, especially after how they beat Chelsea. Lyon seemed to have a way in the Champions League fight, like
the big game players.
Hegerberg is praying for Barca. Like, the setup of the teams, I think we spoke about this that last time, the setup of how each team is the kind of team that Barcelona don't like playing. It's the same way that Lyon are set up. They've got a lot of physical players, and obviously Barcelona were trying to counteract that with, like, getting in, like, some of the imports they did, like Lucy Bronze, for example. But, like, as a whole, do you actually think that the Barca team is equipped to play a Lyon, or do you think they're more equipped now than before?
Definitely more equipped now.
Yeah, I agree.
Because even in the Champions League group set, it was only that last game against Benfica where they dropped points. Other than that, they won every single game comfortably, like, battering teams. And I know, like, we joke about La Liga and Liga F and all of that in terms of, you know, the standard of opposition. But I mean, you can kind of say the same about Liga as well.
Yeah, literally everything.
Other than maybe PSG. But yeah, I think what they've shown in the Champions League for this group stage and also last year, to do what they did against Wolfsburg, you could argue that Wolfsburg are similar in terms of physicality too, to come back from 2-0 down at half time to win that. I just think they have more, like, what kept getting Lyon through was their, like, street smarts. Like, and you trusted them, like, they know how to win a Champions League. They know exactly what to do. They trust themselves. And I think Barcelona have now caught up in that sense. Like, they're like, we know what we're doing. And I just think the talent, like, I watched Barcelona women quite a bit, and I'm like, they are so good.
They are.
And like
some light work for them after their games.
Do you think though that someone like a, if we look at Lyon's team that last won the Champions League, and they've added players too, like Diani has gone from PSG to, and that's a big signing. It's a big signing. So do you think Lyon themselves also will feel like they're more equipped to win? Or do you feel like they'll think,
they will, because they're Lyon. Yeah. I think that they're never going to be in the competition and not think they can't win it.
Yeah.
But I just think I still think Barca are more equipped. Because I think even when you look at Spain, because a lot of their players do play for the national team.
Yeah.
Like, them winning the World Cup, I just think they're now at a position where they can play against different styles of football.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can adjust. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think Lyon, probably the last time, caught that Barcelona team at a period where it couldn't adjust to the style of play of its, like, of the opposition. I still think probably, like, pound for pound, in terms of if you want the highest quality final, then you're going to want to put Barca and Lyon in there.
Can I just say about the physicality as well? Case in point, look at Bon Mati, look at her arms.
Exactly. Yeah.
2022 to now. Yeah, because
they've been in gym.
Nah, they've been in the gym.
Like,
And also, the only thing I'd say about Barca is Mappy Lyon being out is
big.
But they've got Paredes back. But even so, like...
But Engen's been good outside Engen's, half, to be fair.
Yeah, she has.
But I'm not trying to... I'm not trying to see Engen versus Hegerberg. Let's be real here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they even know each other well.
But
they
may
play each other. They play in the same national team. Yeah. So...
They're getting Rolfo back, though, which might mean that the new switch... Maybe Bronze even comes out for a bit, or at least like you have that option of either way, because you can move Bache over to the right. But yeah, I think that's the only thing that worries me a little bit, is just like the balance of their defence whilst they have injuries, because Marta Torhon.
She's not on the
one thing with Barca, they're going to get someone back for a final.
That was a risk last time because Bronze.
And I also think the difference is though, so last year in the final, Wolfsburg went 2-0 up. I can assure you, if Lyon go 2-0 up, in a final against Barcelona, you're not coming back. But I will say, they're not in the final yet. They're going to have to play some teams. So Barca are playing Brand. First of all, shout out to SK Brand and Martin Ho specifically, the brains behind United last season. they've done fantastic. For them to get out of the group was huge. And they played well against in every game. Like, even in the Lyon game, I thought they equipped themselves really well. And it's nice because that means like a lot of that would be tactical, because player for player, they can't compete. So for them to equip themselves well in that game is huge for them. So obviously they're going to be playing Barcelona, and Chelsea are going to be playing Ajax.
I think same for Ajax. I think Ajax emerge from their group. Like, I think, again, player for player, they're not there, but tactically in a style of football that's difficult to play against.
Yeah.
Credit to them. And I actually think it's nice to have these teams in the knockouts, because I feel like in the qualifiers there was just a lot of discourse around some teams not deserving to be there, and they've actually shown that they can emerge from the group stage. And even if you're Chelsea, even if you're Barcelona, you haven't got an easy draw. And I think that's probably one of the first times with the Champions League. Usually you have to wait to the semis before you think, oh, okay, these are going to be tough games, but we're seeing it earlier.
But also, if the favourites do win, those semi-final matchups are going to be crazy.
So if the favourites win, the semi-finals are going to be Chelsea versus Barca, and then PSG versus Lyon in a French derby. That's
tasty.
Genuinely, like, that's one of those ones that's like any of the four could... Like, you'll start thinking we can do it. And all four of those teams are good teams. That I feel like PSG were the team that last season, everyone was kind of like, they're good, but like, do you know what I mean? Mm. And they've lost players. They've had injuries this season. And for them to get out of the group in a group that Bayern Munich did not get out of.
Group, yeah.
Like, it's difficult. It's difficult. Yeah. How do you think they're going to be feeling about the potential of playing Lyon in a semi? If they beat, who they playing? PSG are playing Haken.
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, Haken are also a very, very good team.
And got out of a tough group too.
So that's not an easy game for them. But I think, I look at PSG and I actually think this is probably their last chance before their team starts going dismantling. Like, I look at someone like Grace Guerra, and I think if she doesn't achieve what she wants to achieve, and PSG either lose to Hakan or they lose to Leon. Somebody like her, they're just going to be demanding to leave. So I think they have to go into it with confidence. So I think on their day, if they play to their ability, that gap between Leon and PSG isn't huge.
Mm-hmm.
But Leon will have Leon mentality. But which either way, I think it's a great game.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you lot for predictions quickly, and I'm going to write the predictions down because I know you lot like to run away from what you're saying. Cool.
So it's normally you who forgets to put your own stuff down.
I always put my stuff down. Okay. Come and see, guys. Lauren, Mara, and me. See? Cool. Number one. Who are going to be the two teams in the final? I'm going to start with, has someone got the answer already?
Yeah, I think we've all kind of said it, no? Oh, maybe if you don't. I think it's going to be Leon Barca.
You think it's going to be Leon Barca?
Yeah, same.
Yeah? So we all think Leon Barca. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I feel like Chelsea could do something.
So I would, I'm not joking. I genuinely think that if Chelsea had Sam Kerr fit and Millie Bright was definitely fit and had a run of games before that game, I would say they, honestly, because Barca have looked fantastic, yeah? But even last season, Chelsea played it's not like, and then since that season, they've added. And if anything, Lauren James has played better this season than last. Yeah. Like, a lot of their players are playing. Neve Charles played last season, by the way, in that game. And Neve Charles is playing a lot better this season than last.
And I almost sort of trust Chelsea's tactics more than Barca's.
Yeah.
But trust Barca's just talent
individual
more.
Quality. Yeah. It's the individual quality.
And, Chelsea have it in Lauren James, but I think Barcelona, you can name like three or four players that have that individual quality enough to win a game.
Plus,
so.
You even added that if Kerr was fit, if you could.
It's ifs.
And like, there aren't many players in the world better than Lauren James and the ones that are play for Barcelona.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. And I think, like, For Chelsea to win now, the carry job Lauren James will have to do. Like, I don't think we're quite understanding what she because without that, I think the disparity is bigger. If Lauren James plays her best game, Chelsea have a chance. But it's all reliant basically on how much impact she can have. Because in the games that Chelsea have lost this season,
they're just going to tell Patrick to follow her around. And that's the thing. I think
that's what McCabe did. But that's what I'm saying. How successful Barca are going to be in stopping Lauren James is going to be like, that's what's going to lead to the outcome. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If Lauren James gets to play her game, then they're in a problem.
But you said, if she gets to play, she can.
Yeah, but that's with everyone. That's with everyone, even with Barca though. Because Barca, if they decide to put two people on Bomati, what then is their next plan? I'm not saying that, because they've got loads of other players. Patchy's very good from deep, They've got Caldente that can drop into midfield as well. Like, they've got players.
Graham Hansen is on smoke.
But that's what I'm saying. If they shut off the supply lines to the forwards, if Chelsea decides to shut off the supply lines to the forwards and they're successful in doing that, they've got a chance. Obviously, I'm agreeing. I think it's going to be Leon Barca final, But I'm just saying that Chelsea.
It's not a brush off.
It's not a brush off. But like I said, I think if your whole game plan effectively depends on the performance of one player, it's still a tough ask. No, but I do think Emma will have learned from her experiences of playing Barca. Yeah. And I think if there's any team actually probably in the competition, if you take Leon out of it, are probably capable of beating Barca playing at their best, then it's Chelsea. But the reality of that happening, it's tough.
Okay, winner, Marva.
Barcelona.
Lauren.
Yeah, Barca.
Lauren, Barca. Tiwa.
It'd be different, I say Leon.
Leon. I'm saying Barca. I'm gonna ask a random question as well on this. It's not that random, it's actually based on what we literally have just said. Mm-hmm. But do you think, that if Chelsea beat Barca, that they win it all?
Yes.
So if Chelsea gets to the final and it's Chelsea-Leon.
Chelsea-Leon. So I'm just checking the Everton score because...
If Chelsea beat Barcelona, then I can see the script has been written for Emma to lift. Emma to lift that thing before she goes. The script is there.
I mean, there might be something in the fact that they've not Leon out.
yeah,
last season they might feel.
Although there was some suspect activity at the end of that game, and that's what I was hearing about.
Let's not rehash old wounds.
I still say Lyon, but it wouldn't be like a. I think it would be a closer affair than if it was like a Barca Chelsea final as opposed to Barca Lyon final.
That's fair. Fair. I'm going to quickly do two listeners' questions before we shut it down. Just Kuda asks, how much pressure is Iderville under considering his only chance of silverware is the Conti Cup and the top three might be in jeopardy? It ain't. Top three is not in jeopardy, respectfully.
But I've been saying... Look,
calm down, not too much.
It's not there. But like, look, it's been suspect. He's not in danger at all. It's been suspect for a minute. It's not in danger. He does the same thing. It's like the same kind of problems with the run-ins that happens. Either it's like too many touches, this, that, and the third. It's the same thing. And there's no danger. He'll bring the same people in. You'll see more blondes. We're getting rid of brunettes. It is what it is. That is changing.
Do you think Adibor is under pressure?
How can he not be? Yeah. I'm sorry. You have the underperforming squad that's capable. Bearing in mind at the beginning of this season and last season, the vast majority of you guys said Arsenal to win the league. Like, you have the squad, is there, and you're not delivering.
But it's not under pressure. It should have been a thing that it would.
Yeah, if I support Arsenal, I'd want him gone. Mm-hmm. I would already. Because I don't know. I look and think it's the same with Gareth Taylor. Like, you look, and yet you need to win the league. The squad and the players that you have available to you. If you go player for player, if you take Lauren James out of the Chelsea team, player for player, you do not have an inferior team.
Yeah.
You've got to start doing better.
I wonder though, like, if they go, all right, well, this is the last year of Emma Hayes, so
it's
a fair run from this year's lesson.
Now
it's left.
That could be a thing. You could be thinking, Emma's gone. Hey, you might actually win.
I do think some teams are going to be
like that. Yeah. Shameless as hell.
But
boy, United shouldn't dare. I better see a change in summer, boy.
What I will say though is that I think there's pros and cons with your fan base growing because, as we see from the tweets earlier, the Arsenal women's fan base isn't a joke now. Like, and some of those people are travelling home and away. They are going to every single game. Yeah. They're investing a whole load. And when that's the great side of it, when your fan base is growing like that. But for Jonas, the pressure's going to be there because they're not going to be doing that constantly only to... never see trophies.
Get runners
like,
up, runners up.
Yeah. Oh, well done. We sold out the Emirates again. Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay. Where's my trophy? Like,
so it's about what the expectation is.
Like, it, like, quite the things it softened it a little bit, like, but it was still annoying because, like, it's respectfully,
mm. And also, like, for the injuries last season to get to the semi final, close getting to the final, it was like, you've done a good job, but.
But you didn't qualify this year.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know.
That's what I mean. Yeah. This season, it's like, you don't have a Champions League run, you don't have an FA Cup run.
Yeah, the only thing now you've got again is the same Cup.
Yeah, completely agree.
London City Lioness, you know. Let me know. Let him pretend.
Let him try. No, that would be hilarious. It's not going to happen.
If that happens, Kane McCabe herself is sacking him.
She'll actually be like, Jonas, it's been a good run. It's been a good run. See you later, mate. On that note, let us wrap up. As always, if you lot have questions in the week, send them through and then we'll just try to like bank them up so that when we're doing questions the next time, we've got stuff to choose from as well. Thanks for listening. As always, follow the Gold Diggers podcast on X at Gold Diggers UK, on Instagram at Gold Diggers UK _, and on LinkedIn at Gold Diggers UK. And you can follow everyone on this table at Marva.
At Marva MSK.
At Lauren Coys.
At T1_Estrange.
And at Moyes Laboratory.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.